Two New York lawmakers are calling for an independent risk assessment of a natural gas pipeline near the Indian Point nuclear power plant in Westchester County. Assemblywoman Sandra Galiff and Assemblyman David Buchwald say pipeline experts have found flaws in the analysis used by federal regulators who signed off on expanding Spectra Energy's Algonquin pipeline. Galiff insists the expansion project be suspended while a new assessment by an outside agency is performed.
When the NRC did their analysis as to whether there was any risk, we felt, many of us, that they had taken the opinion of an individual, a company that was hired by Entergy to look at the safety issues. So it wasn't really independent.
A major opposition movement has grown around the pipeline, and these latest concerns are part of a long list, including air pollution and construction impacts. But Dr. Jonathan Lesser of the energy consulting firm Continental Economics says halting pipeline construction or taking the nuclear plant offline could have economic consequences.
From an economic impact standpoint, shutting Indian Point down, higher electric prices are going to lead to less employment as firms shrink, move out of state, looking for states with lower priced electricity.
Dr. Lesser thinks the ripple effects of those higher prices could cost the state more than $2 billion a year in output. The new section of the Algonquin pipeline is part of a multi-state project to bring more gas to New England. Current completion date is November of 2016. For Public News Service, I'm Nia Hamm.